Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet. Clean those dirty tile and grout lines this week. Call Process Master 725-0440. 100% guaranteed results. The Tolleson family has owned and operated Process Master since 1976. Mark and Chris offer their national award-winning service to everyone. Call Process Master 725-0440.
Clean it up, everybody's clean it up. 725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
725-0440.
Process Master Clean.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
I-95 North, just before the Martin Luther King Parkway exit, there's been a crash. 295 North at Pulaski, there's a car that's broken down on the side. And at 295 South at Pritchard, another car is broken down with engine trouble. A mix of sun and clouds for most of the day, then a chance of rain by afternoon, a high of 92. Partly cloudy this evening, overnight the low 71.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of this show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today, you're in for a treat. We've been trying to get Dr. Brooke Goldner on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show for a while, even when she was supposed to be scheduled on the show, and there was an emergency in her family. And the letters that I received, what happened? What happened? Well, she is here today, and I'm really excited to share her story. Dr. Brooke Goldner, MD, was featured in the documentary that I am obsessed about. It's called Eating You Alive. She was featured not only as a wonderful doctor, but she was also featured as a patient, and she shared her story as well. Dr. Goldner was diagnosed with a systemic lupus with stage 4 kidney disease at age 16. And I'm maybe she can correct me if I've got my stats incorrect. And she made a startling recovery from her disease at 28 using her protocol, which is supermarket food. What? Supermarket food, what? No pills? What? She has been symptom-free ever since, with normal lab results, with no trace of disease in her body. I'm telling you, there's no pill that can do what good nutrition, mind, body, spirit, which we talked about last night on the Heal Tribe, will do. Dr. Brooke Goldner is a best-selling author, the founder of veganmedicaldoctors.com, Goodbye Lupus, and creator of the Hyper Nourishing Nutrition Protocol for lupus recovery. And she is the author of 2 best-selling books, and we'll talk about all of those. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that finally we have this beautiful woman on the show, Dr. Brooke Goldner. Thank you so much for being on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you so much for inviting me and for that great introduction. I can't wait to meet this woman.
I know, right? I get you, sister. I get you. Okay, so share a little bit about your background and what has given you the passion to do what you do.
Well, I mean, my passion comes from this being my life. I mean, before I became a medical doctor, I was a patient. For 12 years, I was a patient. So, I mean, starting at 16, you know, they gave me 6 months to live because my kidneys were failing so rapidly that they told my family all they could do was put me on an experimental treatment using chemotherapy. So next thing I know, I'm getting chemotherapy for 2 years, you know, because nowadays they use it for autoimmune disease, but for short periods of time. Now it's, but back then they didn't know how long. So every time they would test me and my labs would come back, they go, okay, keep going, keep going. So I had 2 years of chemotherapy from 16 to 18, 7 pills a day, just to try to survive, you know? And so that's a really harsh existence for a teenager. Although it's kind of funny. I didn't internalize it that way. I just kind of, my family, you have to roll with the punches and you got to stay focused. You know, I come from a family of Holocaust survivors. So, you know, the reason I didn't make it, I'm sorry to let people down. I didn't want to let down your listeners, yeah. But my grandmother passed away at 99. So she lived a long life, but she was a Holocaust survivor as well as my grandfather. And they always taught me any day you wake up is a good day.
Wow.
So, you know, I got through it, but you know, I'll never forget seeing my grandmother on her knees begging God to take her and spare my life. I mean, it was really difficult, but I stayed focused on what I had power over, which was I could read, I could study, I could learn. So whenever I wasn't throwing up from chemo, I just read my textbooks cover to cover. If I wasn't a nerd before I got sick, I was definitely a nerd after. So that was my life. That was how I got through it. And even, you know, going to medical school, that was against doctor's orders. They wanted me to avoid stress and you know, try to get enough sleep. And, you know, medical school is not a place to avoid stress and get enough sleep. But correct. I just felt like, well, if I'm not going to live as long a life as other people, I want the life that I live to have meaning. I want to help people. I want to do things where someone remembers me, you know? So I was driven and I went. But, of course, I got sick in medical school because I was working 100-hour weeks at one point. Which there's laws against that now, but not when I was in medical school. And I started getting what I later learned to be mini strokes or transient ischemic attacks because the lupus had caused antibodies going into my brain. So I had to start taking injections every day in my stomach to get blood thinners, you know, and that was in my 20s. So, you know, that's kind of the life of someone with chronic illness, especially lupus, which is a disease where your immune system attacks your own body. I never knew what was coming. And it felt like the more illness that came my way, the more urgency I had to just live. I always felt lucky. Like, oh, well, the blood clot didn't get me either. I'm still here. I'm going to be a doctor. You know,
absolutely.
I have. and that's when I met my future husband. I felt like the luckiest person.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3 The Biz cares about you.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where you are in for a treat because our goal is to learn from one another. And today's teacher is Dr. Brooke Goldner. She just finished sharing her story, but I want to dive even more into being 16 and being told you have 6 months to live. And not only that, believing what you're being told by your doctors. Let's talk about belief and the importance of belief. If you believe you're going to die in 6 months, what's going to happen to your body?
Now, I think belief is really essential. As a physician, I've seen where people have consciously made the decision that they were going to die, and I've seen people consciously make the decision that they won't and be right in both ways. I never really believed that I was dying. I don't know. Just and as I was explaining to you in the break, I felt like I don't know if that's just being a teenager that doesn't believe that that's possible, or if there was some greater knowledge that was coming through to me, but I don't know. I just felt like I had to just focus on what I could do. And a lot of that came from my family. You know, you're not gonna die. You're going to become something. So you better study. You know, there was no question of, are you going to finish high school? No, it's, you have chemo Friday, but you have an exam on Tuesday. So when are you going to study? You know, it was like, there is a future for you, and you just have to figure out how to overcome this so you can get to that future. So I had a very special family in that sense. We were all too stubborn. My grandma died at 99, and I felt like she was too stubborn to die as well.
Well, you know, a Holocaust survivor, age 99, and I had mentioned to you when we found out, we were concerned for you. We didn't know what had happened. And when we discovered that your grandmother had ascended, I remember reaching out to you. And I'm sure this was a difficult time for you in your life, but what a great teacher you've had as a Holocaust survivor that has taught you to survive and thrive. And that was passed on to you through your DNA. I really, truly believe this. And so you had that in you.
It wasn't just about surviving. A lot of her friends survived, but they lived with depression and regret and anger. That wasn't my grandmother. She used to tell me every day, I'm a lucky girl, which is funny because she's an old lady, but she was lucky because she had love in her life. And one of my favorite things that she taught me, and I have very much her personality. She loved to talk and connect with people, and she was amazing. You couldn't meet her and not be her friend. But she told me a story once that I'd love to share with your audience because it's given me so much meaning in my life. That, she was in a work camp through the war, starving, you know, with my grandfather, and for 2 years. And after the prisoners of war were released, she was actually in a prison in Siberia because she tried to escape into Russia, and then they put her in a prison in Siberia instead. So she's waiting at a train station to go back to Poland. And she's surrounded by all these people who are broken. You know, they've been working for 2 years, starving, just a shell of people. And they don't know if they're going home and they're going to find a home. They don't know if their parents and their brothers and sisters are even alive. And so I can't imagine this wreck of human shells just waiting for this train. And she said, somewhere in the train station, there was somebody playing music, obviously not in their group. Somebody was playing music. And when she heard the music, she started dancing.
Oh.
And I said, Grandma, why were you dancing? And she goes, because Brooke, when you hear music, you dance. Oh. And that was the beautiful person that she was. And I live that way. You can't think about all the pain that was in the past or worry about what's coming. You got to be in the moment. And there's always some kind of beauty in the moment if you look for it.
Always find beauty in the tragic moments. I just talked about that last night with the Heal Tribe, is that finding that beauty. Now, you found the beauty in this. You did not believe the people in your life, that the doctors, the white coats, that we would look at the white coats and say, oh, I hear and obey. You said, you know what? This is going to be a part. I'm going to make it work. And you had to study between chemo and all of that. So let's talk about lupus. So was that your biggest, was the lupus causing the breakdown in your body, your kidney failure, all of that?
Yes. So lupus is a disease where you've got so much inflammation that your immune system no longer functions properly. And so what that means is that it no longer can tell, is this a virus that's attacking us that we need to kill? Or is that the kidneys? Or is that the brain? Or is that the heart? And that's why lupus can attack any of your organs. I recently had a client that had lupus in her central nervous system, giving her seizures every day, which she no longer has. She's doing great now. Other people who have it in their heart or their lungs, very commonly it's in the kidneys though. And that's where mine was. So I had stage 4. And it was the most aggressive kind. And that's why they gave me the 6 months. They said, if this experimental treatment doesn't work, you're on dialysis at best. And at worst, not going to make it.
Yeah, you can't believe people. You just got to decide you're going to write your own story.
Well, I credit the medication for saving my life then. But they definitely didn't heal me.
Well, I wonder if the medications also maybe gave some side effects too. I want to maybe dive into that later on, maybe off the air. But on the air, I want to address inflammation. What is causing, because we know what causes inflammation, but I want to hear from you, what would cause the body to break down so much that that inflammation would cause confusion to destroy your own organs and your own body?
Well, what I've come to realize is that, you know, we have our genetics, right? So our genetics is basically what diseases we could get if we don't take good care of our body. So in my case, it's autoimmune disease at a young age, aggressive autoimmune disease. Other people, it's heart disease or cancer or heart attacks. But all of that has to be triggered. And the most common thing that triggers people's bad genes is what they eat. Pure and simple. So we can eat in a way that's anti-inflammatory, that keeps, because we some inflammation is normal. You know, when you bang your leg, you get inflammation because that's all your immune cells rushing in to fix and repair the damage. But if you are eating inflammation for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, dessert, then you're elevating that inflammatory immune system. So it's working all the time. And then what happens is destruction of healthy tissue and activation of the genes that actually cause illness. And the good news is, not only can you turn them on, but you can turn them off. And that's why after 12 years of being extremely ill, this year is 13 years that I've had zero illness at all. I've been able to have 2 kids and be able to feel better in my 40s than I did as a teenager.
And you're a fabulous doctor too, helping others too.
Well, thank you. But it puts it back in your hands that you don't have to be sick. You don't have to suffer. You have the power to get your health back. And it just takes a decision to do it. And I find that's the hardest part about eating healthy is the decision up here, that's not right. Actually doing it. Yeah.
That's right. And she was pointing to her head by those of you who are not seeing her.
Sorry about that.
Okay. So what is the inflammation? What is causing the inflammation? So what are these foods that we're choosing to eat that cause the inflammation in the body?
Absolutely. So, you know, I like to break things down very simply, and maybe it's because I come from immigrant grandparents and everything. And my mom also is an immigrant, that it needs to be simple to understand. So I always teach the 6 steps of reversing disease with supermarket foods, right? The first 3 steps are what to stop eating. The most common culprits that cause inflammatory illness, which are 1, animal products, you know, meat and dairy and eggs and fish, all that stuff absolutely activates your inflammatory pathway. And in my free classes I teach, I go into detail on how the pathways work so people understand why, you know, instead of me saying don't do it, they get why, you know. But for the short version, animal products are all going to cause inflammation. The second thing is going to be, you know, oils, especially, you know, the ones that are high in omega-6, so sunflower oil and safflower oil and all the other oils, basically, except for olive oil, which is mostly omega 9, still damages the endothelium or your arteries, but it's not directly inflammatory. But most oils are. And also processed foods, you know, things that are created in the laboratory. One, because they tend to have a lot of oils, but they also have a lot of chemicals as well. And what we've found is all of those different kinds of food, if you put food in quotes, all those different types of things people eat and call food, activate the inflammatory immune system.
Yeah, and they lack nutrients too. Yeah.
What's that?
The processed foods lack nutrients, not just have toxins.
Absolutely. So yeah, so the problem that people have is a combination of eating things that cause inflammation, so all the things I just mentioned, and then the other problem is they're not nourishing themselves. So a lot of people will go on a plant-based diet and they go, fine, I'm going to eliminate animal products and oils and processed foods, and then they still don't get better, especially from aggressive diseases like autoimmune disease. And it's because they're neglecting the second three steps, was what do I eat to reverse the damage, which has to be really, really an important part. And what I found is when people neglect eating raw foods like greens, especially, and cruciferous vegetables, omega-3 fatty acids like from flax and chia seeds, or they're dehydrated, they're not getting enough water, they actually don't get the robust healing and disease reversal that they're able to have once they incorporate those foods.
Okay, so you mentioned, and maybe I missed it, but you mentioned one, animal products, and that includes meats, dairy, eggs, and then you said oils, then you said processed foods. Now, I didn't quite get the four, but I was just banking on you saying sugar is an inflammatory.
Sugar included in the processed foods.
Is in the processed foods. Okay, well, I just want to make sure. Let's break this down, because I just met someone just recently, I believe, as a sugar addiction and has lupus.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, but what was interesting is I found for a lot of people, what they're missing has even more power than what they're eating. That most people who eat a high sugar processed food diet, you know, the only vegetable they're getting is a piece of lettuce on their burger. So they're piling on the inflammation and they're totally crippling their cells' ability to recover from it. So it's a combination of both.
Okay, so then when what to eat are the raw cruciferous foods, and what else do you suggest?
Green leafy vegetables, omega-3 fatty acids, those create your anti-inflammatory immune system. And most people, and we can't create those, we have to eat them. And most people are just not getting any omega-3s. And I like to use flax and chia for that. And then hydration. Oh my goodness. So many people are just drinking what water they swallow when they brush their teeth, you know, and they're not they're not getting any real water, or they're getting way too little to actually reverse disease.
Well, you mentioned brushing teeth, and some people brush their teeth with fluoride, and they do a mouthwash with alcohol, and it breaks down their, there's so many things that we do that we don't even know are causing harm to the body. Let's talk about the body and the power to heal. Once the body is given what it needs, will it heal the way that you're speaking of?
In my experience, yes. I have yet to have someone work with me directly. And I work with people one-on-one, because for 4 weeks or 6 weeks, you know, people can work with me every day. Cause I found that telling people what to do is not as effective as making sure they do it, keeping them accountable. And when they do it, they always improve. I've yet to see someone go, well, none of that worked. I guess these foods aren't good for me. I just haven't seen that. That even if it takes them time to get maybe the one thing that they wanted to work on, you see them transform. Their skin clears up. Their energy goes up. They start sleeping better. Their bowels work again. I mean, they come back to life. It's amazing.
And how long did it take you? And when did you discover this? Because you went for a while there believing, you know, you went through the stress of going through medical school. At what point did you make that awareness? How old were you when you made this awareness?
Oh goodness. I didn't come to the awareness on my own. It kind of got slammed into my life. I was 28 years old when I got healthy again, but it was purely by accident. I wish I could say I was this genius that figured this out, but I went to medical school and I didn't learn anything about nutrition. And I had a belief that it had nothing to do with my disease. And even after I healed by accident, it took me years before I actually realized that's what happened. I assumed it was a remission. I didn't know. It wasn't until I had my first son and still didn't get lupus back that I realized, oh my God, this is gone forever.
And you were told that you couldn't have children.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Boy, what does it feel like to just be a
between the kidney failure and the blood clots, I was told it was a death sentence for me and the child. But after 4 years of normal blood tests and no medication and being vibrantly healthy, I could feel in my cells it just wasn't true. And I scared everybody. My husband was terrified he was going to lose me, but he didn't. And that's what made me realize that it was truly gone forever. And that's what changed the course of my life and my career.
And I tell you what, we're going to continue our conversation. Are you guys listening? Do you want to heal? Let's continue our conversation. We return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's lawyers have responded negatively to the latest interview proposal from special counsel Robert Mueller. Western New York Congressman Chris Collins says the insider trading charges brought against him are without merit. He says he will prevail in court. A Republican lawmaker also saying he will run for re-election in the fall. The Trump administration hitting Russia with new sanctions following an incident in England back in March. It was the poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter. The Kremlin has denied any involvement in the incident. A 51-year-old man under arrest in Southern California. He's accused of setting a wildfire that has so far charred about 6,200 acres south of Los Angeles. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Dow futures up about 50 points. S&P futures ahead 3.5. More details at srnnews.com.
You know, I'm not a genius about money. I love my credit cards, and they love me.
I was using them as a source of income, and then I got behind in my payments, and creditors were calling. I figured I had a problem, and I didn't know how to deal with it. I heard about Trinity, so I called and talked to a counselor. In half an hour, we worked out a plan. Now I've got one easy monthly payment, a lower interest rate, and I'm getting out of debt.
If you're in an endless cycle of paying on credit card balances that never seem to go away, then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity will consolidate your accounts, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. Call 1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 North on the Dames Point Bridge. The left lane is blocked due to, I think, a broken down truck. On the Fuller Warren Bridge, there's another car that's broken down. It's on the right side of the bridge. And at 295 South on the ramp to Collins Road, look out for a broken down car. A mix of sun and clouds for most of the day, then a chance of rain by afternoon, a high of 92. Partly cloudy this evening, overnight the low 71.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you want to know the most important thing about a diamond's beauty, the answer would be the way it's cut. There's a trade-off between a diamond cut for maximum beauty and one cut for maximum weight, and it's seen in the price. You see, diamond cutters buy rough diamonds based on weight, so all the diamond weight that's cut away can affect their profit. But because there are known cutting parameters for the ideal or most beautiful diamond, deviations from these will yield a heavier and less beautiful diamond. Unfortunately, customers can't detect cutting imperfections without expert help. And in fact, diamonds of the same weight, color, and clarity can vary in value by as much as 50% or more just because of the way it's cut. At Underwoods, we look at how a diamond is cut first, and we have the computerized gemological equipment to determine the quality of the cut and the light performance of the diamond to see if the diamond should carry the Underwood name. So if quality counts with you, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you having issues with your roof? Hi, A.J. Davis here. After a strong storm last summer, I noticed the shingles on my roof were no longer on the roof, so I contacted my friend John about SNC Square Contracting, asked him about his experience. He said, go for it. They put on a new roof, and after two hurricanes and several summer storms, all the shingles are where they should be, no leaks. So protect your home. Call SNC Square LLC, Roofing with Integrity, at 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
When you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
The tape today.
Okay. Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. I'm telling you, I love this conversation with this woman. She is absolutely wonderful. Dr. Brooke Goldner is in the house today. She is sharing her secret sauce to success. But you don't have, it's not a secret. It's not a secret, because tonight she is going to be doing a conference, and you can join this conference. I'm going to learn a little bit more about this later on. But just want you to know, this isn't the secret sauce. She will share the secret sauce. And not only that, she can help you get to that place. She has a 6-week recovery plan. And so I asked the question, do you want to heal? Do you want to heal? And so if you're listening to the show right now, you're listening to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. And today's teacher is Dr. Brooke Goldner. Dr. Brooke Goldner is the epitome of what taking 100% responsibility looks like. Even if it took her years to get there, every step in her process is like her yellow brick road that led her to her Oz. And we realize once we get to Oz that we had the power in us all along, Dorothy. We have the power. Just click your heels. Believe. Belief can trump your DNA. If you believe you will get well, you will. If you believe that you are sick, you will be sick. And so it's more than that. It's more than just eating well. And I asked the question last night in the Heal Tribe. I said, how do you love your family? We love our family, especially me. I love to cook. And when I think of the dishes that I made my kids when they were growing up, and where I make now, the difference of today is when we love our family, do we really love our family with food, or are we killing our family with food? That is the decision we need to make, and we need to make it now, because we don't know what's going to happen a second from now, and the past is a second before now. And so that's done. We can't do anything about that. All we can control is now. I want to encourage you to learn about 100% responsibility and what it looks like, what it feels like to take your story and reformat it. I want to encourage you to go to whenyouneedafriend.com, become a subscriber, tell everybody to do the same. Do become a subscriber right now. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com, just enter your name, your email address, and hit subscribe. That information will be protected. Other than my emails and my podcasts that will come to you, that is all you'll get from entering your information. And so when you do that, you'll also get my 90-day challenge to self-love ebook. So make sure you subscribe. And while you're there, check out all my social media, like me, check out the YouTube videos, subscribe. You can go to the podcast, iTunes, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, and you can call 407-373-5959 and leave a message, or you can text me if you have any questions for Dr. Goldner today. Anytime you want to call or text, 407-373-5959. While you're at whenyouneedafriend.com, I will ask you to do me a favor. Check out my sponsors, because without my sponsors, this show would not happen. I love it when I hear, I'm addicted to your show. If you're going to be addicted to anything, be addicted to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, because you will grow. We will grow together. I'm not the expert. I bring the experts on the show, and I've learned from such great teachers. Today, we're talking to Dr. Brooke Goldner. And Dr. Brooke Goldner was featured in the documentary Eating Your Life. And as you know, I'm obsessed with this documentary. We've partnered up with them, and I don't make a penny from this. I just want you to know this. And it still costs me to be on the radio. It still costs for that. But this is what I believe. This is our passion. And we've got to unite, because together we can create change. We are going to do this, but only if we make a conscious choice to make a difference in our life. Dr. Brooke Goldner, thank you so much for coming on today. I know that you're having an event tonight. Share how people can join this event and what to expect from this event.
You know, absolutely. I believe that health should be a right. And it's one of the reasons why I retired from my previous career. I was a medical director at a nonprofit in California. I absolutely loved the work. I worked with the homeless and I loved it, but I had this nagging ache in my heart that I needed to teach healing on a greater level because there's people all over the world that are suffering and dying from diseases that I know how to reverse. And so I retired from that job at a great expense as well. You know, it's pretty lucrative to be at that level. But I just, my heart said that this is what I had to do. And I can't sleep at night knowing people are suffering because they don't know. And so my husband and I made the decision that we should teach everything for free, that it shouldn't be that you have to hire us or pay money to get your health. And so we have been broadcasting, and I don't hold anything back. We broadcast this information for free. So I will be doing my classes starting tonight. So it'll be at 6 p.m. Pacific time, which would be 9 o'clock Eastern time, correct? Mm-hmm. And so it's an online class. If you go to goodbyelupus.com, you'll see a giant banner at the top that's talking about the class. You click on that. It's 100% for free. And it's an online class. I teach for about an hour, hour and a half, and then I do a live Q&A because I want to make sure you understand. So I stay up way past my bedtime after I put my kids to sleep because I'm trying to make sure that you guys have the information. So the first class is tonight. There'll be three total classes. So tonight you'll be learning what foods are making you sick and why, followed by a Q&A. Then on Sunday, there'll be a second class, which foods to eat to heal and why, and another Q&A. And then the final class, which is my favorite, which will be next week, are the case studies. So I have case studies from people all over the world who have reversed, fully reversed lupus, scleroderma, Sjogren's, multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, and they've made their own videos speaking to their experience. And so you get to look in their eyes and feel how amazing it is that they recovered. So that way you can see how the protocol works and maybe, just maybe, you'll see someone who looks and feels like you, and that'll give you the hope you need and the motivation you need to actually commit to your health. So all that's for free, and it starts tonight. And if you can't make it on time, don't worry. If you register, you'll get a replay email to you.
That's wonderful. You know, this is wonderful. Now, I always do this analogy because when I buy a treadmill, it becomes a clothes hanger.
Right.
So I don't know how to work out at my house. I just don't know how to do that. I go to the gym and I'm good. I love the energy at the gym, but there's still people that go to the gym and feel lost and they need a personal trainer. Right. What if somebody needed a personal trainer, quote unquote, and needed more help from you? How could they hire you as their coach or their doctor? How do you do that?
Absolutely. So I know that for a lot of people, information just isn't enough, even though I do my best to teach it. Some people need more help. You know, it's hard to change your diet. And it's not just about diet. A lot of lifestyle factors are inflammatory, stress and poor sleep and emotional distress, depression, anxiety, all of those things. And so I know there's some people who need more help. So for people who just want a personalized plan, like let's say you have a food allergy, your bowels don't work right, and the information is not enough, you need my help. I do Skype or FaceTime or phone sessions with people all over the world. In fact, I rarely speak to someone on the same part of the world from hour to hour. I'm all over the place, India and then England and then Australia and then Minnesota, which might as well be another country, you know, just all over the place, right?
I'm going to be going there.
So, yeah. So, you know, so I do hourly sessions like that. And again, at goodbyelupus.com, you could totally hook up with me that way and make an appointment. And then for people who really need more support, they need me to hold their hand. I have programs. So my favorite program is my 6-week rapid recovery group. The next one starts June 2nd. And it's an online group where you get a journal, where you have to keep track of everything that you're eating. You get the most strict version of my plan. And then every single day, you have to show me your journal, which tells me everything about your life, your stress, your mood, plus everything you ate. And every day I give you feedback on, okay, tomorrow I want you to do this, plus unlimited access to me to ask questions. So all day long, hey, Dr. Goldner, what about this? Hey, I'm going to this restaurant. What should I eat on this menu, et cetera? So
wow,
I'm available
that's great.
With them. And we do weekly meetings on top of that. People call it their sermons because every week we get together and I motivate and inspire and I answer their questions and I just keep them going. And most of the case studies you see of mine where people were disease-free or pain-free within a matter of weeks, they're usually in a program like that where I am either loving them into healthy or kicking their butt into healthy. But whatever I got to do, I do it to make sure that they actually get there.
Do you ever get anybody? Because, you know, I just love what you're doing. And I would love to attend your meeting tonight. Unfortunately, I can't. But maybe I can register.
You'll get the replay.
Maybe I'll register after the show. I'll register at goodbyelupus.com. That's right. Where you can go to goodbyelupus.com. Just register. Even if you can't join tonight at 9 o'clock Eastern time. And it was 6 o'clock,
Pacific.
Right? Pacific time. Okay. So even if you can't do that, just go ahead and register. That way, Dr. Goldner, this is like, you know, this is like our pat in the back. When you get someone that registers, they say, I believe in you enough that I want to partner up with you. And so it's always important to subscribe and enjoy. So I just went to a conference for integrative oncology. And Dr. Connealy, I don't know if you know Dr. Connealy, she said, doctors, if you treat somebody without doing the mind, the spirit work along with the body, then any treatment that you give them is going to be not, it's not going to work. It's not going to work as well. So treat that portion. Do you feel the same way about lupus?
100%. When people are in my group, one of the things they're shocked by is that I spend so much time on the healing mindset, I call it. I'm also board certified in psychiatry and neurology. So I believe in all of this needs to be connected. And there's a lot of work that I do that's very intense emotional work. And they're usually shocked that they're a different person when they emerge, not only health-wise, but emotionally as well.
Yeah. And, you know, we've learned that illness, all illness has an emotional component to it.
Absolutely.
But that's what we don't want to do. We want to forget it. We want to ignore it and want to act like there's nothing wrong. But the body will not let you forget what the mind wants to neglect. And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Brooke Goldner when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
Right here waiting for you. Commuter fight, and in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh, who listens to radio, no matter if it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio, only 150 million, 150 million people, that's all.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us, they pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show. I can't read and talk at the same time. I just got a text from Leah. Thank you, Leah, for sending a text. And so the thing is here is that we say we want to heal. And I quoted the great philosopher Meatloaf, who sang the song, "I would do anything for fill in the blank, Dr. Gardner. I will do anything
else, but I won't do that.
I won't do that. Oh, I won't do that. No, I won't do that. I want to be well, but I won't stop eating sugar. And I want to be well, but I want to continue eating my meat." You know, right. So fill in the blank, create your own song.
Right.
But does it make sense? Will it be a top 40 song? Nobody's going to buy
not
that.
All of us can be Meatloaf. You just heard me. You know, at best, I got
you did a great job there. You did that was a
but
great
I got
job.
Heart.
That's right. Yeah. You know, and I talked about this last night in the Heal Tribe that I hope that you guys will all join. But I've got a text that asked that, is this just for lupus or is this for anyone who has an autoimmune disease like Graves?
This is for everyone. So my specialty is understanding how to nourish cells on a cellular level so that they do their jobs better. So while this works fabulously for lupus, which really the fact that it works for lupus is just really a way of letting people know it could work for anything, because lupus is one of those diseases that kills young people. Because doctors can't stop it. I mean, even when you watch that show House, remember House MD? He could solve anything except lupus. And my husband used to get excited and go, "But you can solve lupus." So it works for all autoimmune diseases. I have yet to meet a disease that I can't get someone healthy from. I have someone I'm treating for type 2 diabetes. His blood sugars are in half in 4 days, 5 days. It reverses cardiovascular disease. Anything, and for people who are healthy who do it, they just become superhuman. I mean, I still hypernourish my body, and now I'm in my 40s, and I'm on the current cover of Fit Over 40 for Vegan Health and Fitness, which is crazy because I was dying at 16, and now I'm an example of extreme fitness and health over 40. Unreal, but I keep going. My children have been this way from conception, and my 9-year-old last got a cold when he was 2. So even if you're healthy, this is how to create superhuman health. But it's really about nourishing your cells on the cellular level, giving them what they use for cellular repair, for anti-inflammatory immune system to be optimized so that your body works better. I'm not healing people. Their bodies are healing themselves. I just know how to supply the tools.
That's true. And that's very critical right there. What you just said, I'm just going to capture that moment. Dr. Goldner doesn't heal anyone. She does not heal anyone. We heal ourselves.
That's right.
We give our bodies permission. Our body wants to heal.
Oh my God.
But what do we do? We give it crap to, can I say crap, Brian? I just said it. Anyway, so we give our body horrible, horrible things that we become addicted to. The food industry, that's what they want to do. But Dr. Goldner shared a story during the break, which is going to be on YouTube later on, about a person who was unwilling to do the work. And it's sometimes not just what you eat, because you could have nutritional excellence. You could have nutritional excellence. But if you experience trauma and you're unwilling to deal with that trauma or perception, or maybe you did something to someone, or maybe there's a little feeling inside your body that you just can't do. I just don't figure out why is it happening this way. Unless you're willing to use your monster spray, spray the monster spray on you, right, Dr. Goldner?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, what I found is that if somebody's eating well and they're not recovering, it's always something else that's going on. It's their stress levels, it's their sleep, it's their anxiety, their depression. And now we know that that stuff is actually really inflammatory. It's not in your head. It's yeah. That you have this thing called your neck that attaches your head to your body. Mine's longer than average, but everyone's got one. You know, and so we're actually sending chemical messengers all the time. And so what we now know is that depression and anxiety, stress are inflammatory. So that means, and we can measure that on a blood test. So that means that if you're not taking care of your spiritual health and your emotional health, then you could keep yourself sick in spite of, as you said, nutritional excellence. And that's why in my group, I focus on that. I do work on forgiveness. I do work on letting go. You can't get healthy if you won't let go of the illness, if you can't let go of whatever it's doing to serve you in some way. We do a lot of, imagery of, you know, what it's like to be healthy and how we're living our life. I do so much emotional work because I know that they need to make that shift emotionally if they're truly going to embrace health. You know, we don't like to give up our identity. So if your identity is, you know, I don't like when people call themselves loopies. Don't be a loopy. No, don't make that your identity because you're not going to let go of your identity. Be a healthy, vibrant person who serves a purpose in this world, who has something that they need to get over. You have something that you need to fix. Don't take on the identity of illness ever because that's going to be something you can't let go. So I really hit people hard with the emotional work because it's essential. You've got to be emotionally and physically ready for health. It can't just be, oh, I'm going to eat better, but I'm not going to let go of the stress and all the emotional damage and trauma that's come behind me as well.
Absolutely. You know, it's so funny. When I learned this truth about, you know, that it all begins with your thought, everything begins with a thought. You can create an invention with a thought, and you can also create disaster with a thought. First it's a thought, then it's the feeling, that feeling converts into an action. And it was when I learned this truth from Dr. Bruce Lipton, all of a sudden I started protecting my thoughts because I say nip it at the thought. That's what I say. I remember my husband asking me, I was like coughing and not feeling well. And somebody must have infected me. I must have been off guard. I must have had a bad thought. And all of a sudden, boom.
It happens
to
the best of us.
It does. And so I remember I was really focusing on protecting my thoughts. And so my husband said, "How are you feeling, honey?" And I went, "I am well." And I'm like, "I am well." So he's like, "Come on, tell me how you really feel." And I said, "You know what? I'm not going to tell you how I feel. I'm going to tell you what I want. I want to be well. I am well." And it's like, I'm going to forget to I'm not going to ask you anymore how you're doing because you're just going to tell me I'm well. Isn't that a great thing, right?
Yeah, I think we have to do both. We have to acknowledge what the issues are in front of us so that we take good care of us ourselves, right? I don't want someone to go, "Well, I'm just going to use my thoughts and I'll eat a burger." We got to do both. We've got to create the intention that we're going to get well. And that allows us to take action. When people won't take the action, I know it always comes from the belief, "Well, I just can't get better, so why bother?" Right? So it's got to be all of it. And I love that that's what you teach as well, because you have to believe it and you have to want that, truly want it emotionally. Want that in your life, invite it into your life in order to have the motivation to take the action you need to take.
Yeah. So we're getting close to the end. And before we go on to our little private, I know it just is the fastest, healthiest hour ever. So, okay. I would like for you to finish this and speak to me. I'm going to tell you a truth that many of us share. I don't believe this, but I want you to talk to the people who believe this truth.
All right. Ready.
I would do anything for health, but I won't give up animal products, sugar, processed foods, stress. I won't give up my belief that I'm not enough. I won't give that up. I want you to talk to me as if everything relies on this advice that you're going to give right now.
I think people really need to connect with, what is it that you really do want? Is it the comfort of the moment?
Thank you.
Is it the most amazing, abundant life you can possibly have? And, you know, I had somebody in my group once say this to me. She was complaining that she wanted, I think it was some kind of hot soup or something. And I told her that she wasn't ready for it. And she was complaining. And I was trying to give her compassionate, uplifting advice. And she said, "Dr. Goldner, I don't want that. Tell me, do you want soup or do you want lupus?" And I went, "Oh, okay. Do you want soup or do you want lupus?" And she said, "Thank you. I don't want lupus. I'm not going to have it." Right. So it was just one of those moments. And I loved that. And now I use that to people all the time, that you have to decide what it is you truly want. It is difficult to do what it takes to get healthy once you're already sick. It is difficult to give up foods you're addicted to, but it's the only path towards having the life you want. And so what I recommend is that you really meditate on the life that you want. Imagine yourself free of pain and full of energy. What are you doing? Where are you? Are you hiking the Grand Canyon? Are you running around with your grandkids? Hold on, latch on to that vision of what life is like without illness. And then when you've got that fully in your mind, that's when you're allowed to go in the kitchen. Because then it's not willpower. Willpower will always fail. If it's donut or green smoothie, you're going to pick donut because it's going to give you a high right now. Green smoothie might take a little while to start the cellular repair process. But if you're focused not on the moment, but on the life you truly want, then everything else becomes easy. I would never have the donut because my life is so amazing and so beautiful and so meaningful that I don't really care about a sugar high. It's been beneath what I want for my life. And that's where I want people to get to.
And I am so grateful to you, Dr. Goldner. And for those of you tonight at 9 o'clock, goodbyelupus.com. Join the conference, register so that you can get the information. Thank you, Dr. This is Lynn McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day ever.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott Radio Show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or nutritional expert before taking any